My very dear heart dwellers, please bear with me as I speak with the witches and warlocks that come and stand around our property at night and curse us. This is on the Lord's heart very much. He loves these people and he wants to reach them. So forgive me if I post a few of these. Understand that it is for the goodness of God's heart and that he wants this done. And of course you can use these in your own communities for those you know who are working for the dark side. Okay. So tonight I spoke to our neighbors. Good evening and welcome, dear witches and warlocks. I've been thinking about you a great deal and praying for wisdom from God for you. It all began as I was putting on my evening habit as it got cooler and thoughts began to pass through my mind like falling snow. I call you dear, not because I know you intimately, but because you are very dear to Jesus, the second person of the Holy Trinity, which corresponds to the three natures of man, body, soul, and Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus began, Claire, you are correct in saying that you are here for them because I love them unconditionally. My dear ones, is it now power that you seek? Is it not also control and retaliation for the ugly things that have been done to you and those who have made a decision to hate you and persecute you? Jesus continued, I want you to consider that I hate what has happened to you in your life, even what you have done to yourself, not realizing its lasting consequences. As a result, self-hatred and self-harm, which are increased to you in subtle, hidden signals in dark music, cause you to hate yourself and even more. And this is true, guys. They can reproduce the emotional effect through wavelengths when you hear the music. And they do it also when you're surfing on the internet. You get little good doses of dopamine, but vibrationally, they're created and stuck in behind the movies and everything, so you can get addicted to it. Okay, moving on. If you came to me, Jesus continued, we could begin the process of healing the layers of hatred you cover yourself with. To me, you are my child, and you are beautiful. I love you and want to heal you. Don't fool yourself. If you were the only child of mine left, I would have surrendered my body to torture and death just to guarantee you could be with me in heaven. And as an aside here, guys, forgive me, but the dog is eating a bone and I don't know how to get her out of here. If I put her outside, she'll bark because our visitors are here as usual tonight, 2:52 a.m. Okay, Jesus continued, I will tell you a secret. When you analyze why you've chosen Satan as your leader, you are acting out of wounds and programming done to you in the past that have never healed. And many of you are intensely focused on revenge for these wounds, declaring that'll never happen to me again. And these wounds still cause you deep pain and twist your identity because you become consumed with bitterness and hatred. And that twists your identity. And it also twists your destiny. The part of you that God wired to do marvelous things with marvelous tools and skills that he gave to you at conception. They cause you deep pain and twist your identity and even the special destiny I created for you. And then there is the belief that I or my Christian people have done you wrong. I must remind you that my Christian people are only human and have their own selfishness, manipulation, and struggles. Pain is everywhere you look, but what causes it is hidden from you. You see, it's not the Christian, but the demon behind a weak Christian who does evil And it is good for you to know that Satan sent that demon specifically targeting you to hurt you and turn you off to believing in me for the rest of your life so he could take over your personality and you would serve him. But you see, I am not like those who hurt you and left you broken on the ground, deserted, with no compassion or safe place to return to. The ones who have done these injuries that drive you to acquire your own power to protect yourself were commissioned by none other than Satan himself, his lust for souls, to retaliate on me. And my Father in heaven drives him day and night without rest to devise more ways to hurt us, meaning the Holy Trinity, for not stepping down and letting him be the man in charge, because he has no power like we do, because he is a creation, not the creator. He must wound what means the most to us, and that is you. You mean the most to us. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. I, Jesus, loved you enough to die on the cross in terrible torments in order to have you in heaven with me. I and my Father gave all we had for you, and you have been groomed to hate the one who loves you the most. This is the dynamic that drives Satan to hurt God's creatures, destroy the earth, but most especially the creatures made in his own image. Again, this corresponds to the threefold nature of us as the Godhead and my threefold being, and acts of proof of how and why I made you from my very own substance and endowed you with free will. I wrote out a plan for you with wonderful things in it, knowing that you would encounter many obstacles and many enemies. And even your own self would be an enemy through sloth or other inclination, especially chasing after things that catch your fancy. Boy, Satan's a master manipulator to get you distracted and working on things that are 100,000 miles away from your true destiny. And that's why when you come to the Lord, you give him your life. He completely tears down and removes the past that was created by Satan to keep you from your destiny. Okay, my image, body, soul, and spirit. And Satan has set himself to retaliate because he is in a lower dimension than man in his fullness in heaven, where I want to take you and keep you there for eternity. He chooses to destroy you as children growing up, teaching you to hate by brutalizing and then convincing you that God did it, and so you have to get back at him. All the same, all the time knowing it's a lie to recruit you into the dark practices of killing, stealing, and destroying everything that is beautiful that I created for your pleasure. And you'll note in the scriptures, it describes Satan as the one who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus continued, look at the validity of the book of Revelation. 2,000 years ago, John, the author, was shown the end game plan, how you could recognize when I was returning. Even in Matthew 24 and 25, it is spelled out in simple language, which in this very moment in time is materializing, just as it is laid out in the scriptures. Okay, we found a new place for the bone, out of the giant jaw of the dog. So, as I said, things in this very moment in time are materializing just as it's laid out in the scriptures. For instance, Matthew 24, verse 1, and this is about the destruction of the temple and the signs of the end times. Jesus left the temple and was walking away when his disciples came up to him to call his attention to the beautiful buildings. Jesus said to them, do you see all these things? He asked, truly I tell you, not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down. And as an aside, this is an archaeological fact that not one stone was left upon another. And this was in Jesus' time, and I believe the temple was destroyed in 70 AD with the Romans coming in and burning the city. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately. "Tell us," they said, "when will this happen, and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?" Jesus answered, "Watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many." And as an aside here, I want to say Satan has tried to make himself equal to Jesus by saying that he's his brother. This is absurd. He's a creature. He was an angel before he fell from heaven. He was created by God to lead worship. Okay, so he's not Jesus' brother. Jesus is the second person of the Holy Trinity of the Godhead. Okay, you will hear wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these things are the beginning of birth pains. We see it in the news every day. The earthquakes all around the world, the volcanoes forming and exploding all around the world, the shifting of tectonic plates at an unprecedented rate all around the world. It's an incredible increase from 100 years ago. It's so obvious that these are the end times that Jesus talked about. Okay, then in verse 9 of Matthew 24, Jesus continues, "Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. And because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end, believing in me, will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come." So there are a couple of things to note here. Christians are being searched out everywhere and slaughtered in Africa, in Russia, in China, all over the world. They're being killed at an unprecedented rate. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. Then the end will come. And this is so obviously referencing the internet. Missionaries going to foreign countries and the internet reaching even to the remote jungles of Africa because people are provided with a computer and they can see what's going on. It's amazing. It's so amazing. Now, that's how you discern that the words are from God, not just a misleading narrative to manipulate you into doing their will. But Jesus wants you to have Jesus continued, "I want you to have hard proof of the truth." And that is why the Bible is so accurate. You can predict what I will do by reading these stories and researching what I have done in times past and why I did what I did. He continued, "I am edified by the Chosen movie series. It depicts my nature very accurately for the first time in 2,000 years. Now you know who I am, even as it is written by John the Beloved Disciple. If you have seen me, you have seen my Father," John 14:9. Truly the nature of our Godhead and personality is love, gentleness, healing, equipping, protecting you on this earth so you may discover and complete your destiny. But for him to be able to do that in the best way possible, You have to turn your life over to Him and say, okay, I'm done. I made a mess in my life, and I'm giving it to you now. Do whatever needs to be done. I'll follow you unconditionally. And He opens up a communication channel with you. I mean, on a daily basis. So truly the nature of our Godhead and personality is love, gentleness, healing, equipping, and protecting you on this earth so you may discover and complete your destiny. That is my whole heart for you. Satan works very hard using your fancies to move you in the opposite direction of what I created for you. That is one reason you will never be happy working for him. You may get excited when you see his sheer power and the way he commands his fallen angels and demons, but lasting deep peace and happiness will surely evade you. Instead, you will be racked with fears of those who hate you, betrayals, backbiting, lying, and worst of all, the lake of fire, which I never created for you. It was created for Satan and his angels. So what is the bottom line here? So what is all the barking about? Well, out in this forest, 3 miles from the nearest road on the edge of the national park, our visitors come at about dusk and stay till 5 in the morning, freezing rain all the time, cursing us. And the dogs bark at them, but I couldn't record this message until I brought them in. So moving right along with what the Lord had to say at that point. So what is the bottom line here? What will truly make you happy, fulfilled, and secure? And this is the truth. You were born for love, to be loved, to receive love, to give love, and return it to me, your Creator, to prepare you for everlasting happiness in a perfect world that Satan was kicked out of because of his jealousy, a place where there's no more sickness, lying, stealing, hatred, fear, murder, and especially rejection. Rejection is something that has plagued human beings from the beginning of time when Eve was deceived by Satan into disobeying God. That time was like heaven on earth until she violated the covenant with God. Her disobedience is the first cause of our misery here on earth. Satan did not have the authority to destroy earth then. Only mankind had that authority. But when she obeyed Satan, that covering was lost. So the Father sent his only begotten Son to suffer and die in human form to redeem the souls of earth and open the way for eternal happiness. That is what he is inviting you to. From eternal misery and fear to eternal happiness. The bottom line, he loves you. Satan is using you to do his dirty work and looking forward to seeing the expression on your face when the demons drag you to hell because you rejected the only one who loved you with his very life. That's the truth. And it goes much, much deeper. But here I have addressed the common lies the devil has taught to New Agers and Satanists who look forward to reigning in hell, which is a lie. They will be tortured for eternity in hell. Please consider what I have shared. I was a New Ager for 12 years, a trance medium, a numerologist, an astrologer, Scientologist, transcendental meditation. I tried everything. Then one night he came to me in an undeniable show of power. The first thing I felt was conviction, because I had no idea of what sin was. In the New Age, you don't have sin. You just make mistakes. But he came to me with conviction, not in an ugly, overpowering way, but in a great show of power and forgiveness and love. that sent me into an ecstasy for 30 minutes. And now my destiny is being fulfilled because I gave him my life, no strings attached, and I am deeply satisfied. That's the way he wants you to be as well. Whatever your discipline, your gifts, and your talents, and his plan for your life is, I guarantee you it's beautiful and fulfilling. And the rewards at the end of that trail are out of this world. So God bless you in your search for truth, dear ones. And may he protect you from those who would destroy you from seeking truth. May his angels cover you and direct your path into his loving and forgiving arm. Amen. And this is Mother Claire, and I will publish this on YouTube under heart_dwellers. And if you are seeking refuge from what you've been involved in, I highly recommend the book by John Ramirez, who was an ex-satanic high priest in New York City. The title is Destroying Fear: Strategies to Overthrow the Enemy's Tactics and Walk in Total Freedom.